What I'd like to turn to next is as regards the animals and the plants and what's known as the beating the barns. And certainly, although celebration was underway on Beltane, right, and we've got people kind of out putting the May bush, and certainly, it was regarded as a big deal in, say, Britain or whatever else, where they had kind of May queens and they had maypoles. In Ireland, it was kind of like batten down the hatches, and the farmer was busy ensuring that the first day of summer wasn't going to be the last day of summer. So, Desi, I was going to ask you about the idea of kind of walking around the boundaries with holy water, with a sprig of hawthorn, a roan, or vervain to banish the negative forces. What would you have to say about all that?
That still exists in England today, and they would have riding the marches. Some of you may be familiar with that term. It was a way of the local gentry, the landlord, inspecting these marches. They also inspected the farms and the fields and the hedgerows of his tenants. Here we would have, it was an occasion, I suppose, to bless your farmsteads, your homes, your farms to go around. Now, deeply Catholic country that we would have been, this practice would have been frowned upon by the clergy. They would have much rather had an official church blessing. But by and large, people did their own thing, and they certainly would have went around the boundaries. And blessing. And of course, you had your little things. The ideal time to put up your horseshoe, for example. That was to gather luck. It had to be the proper way up around, or the luck would spill out.